Ahead on Only a Game, remembering one of the men who made it possible for the Harlem Globetrotters to amass so many wins and create so many smiles. But first, when an athlete announces his retirement before actually retiring, it signals the start of a farewell tour. New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter is in the midst of his right now. Sports on Earth's Will Leach agrees Jeter is worthy of recognition, but he's also concerned that the celebration has crossed over into deification. Will Leach, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, sir.
In a column for Sports on Earth, you write, Derek Jeter is one of the best baseball players of all time, but that has never been enough, not even close. In what way have things gone too far during this celebration of Jeter and perhaps even before then?
You know, I looked back and found video of Jeter's first hit, and the announcers referred to him as brilliant, which is very impressive after a man's first hit. This has always been kind of baked into him because, you know, realize Jeter kind of came into the Yankees at the end of a very difficult time for the Yankees. And by difficult time, I mean that brief amount of time when they weren't winning World Series every year. And so, you know, he kind of ushered this in, and he therefore stood for this. How the Yankees saw themselves, how people wanted the Yankees to be seen as this classy, professional, no facial hair, standing in for Americana kind of ideal. And Jeter was, you know, he was labeled with that pretty quickly. And so because of that, it's been impossible just to appreciate that this is a guy that has 3,000 hits. This is one of the 10 best shortstops of all time. He has to be the true Yankee and Mr. November and Captain Clutch and so on. And it basically has gotten in the way of an appreciation of who he is.
Derek Jeter appeared in his final All-Star game this week. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright gave up a double to the Yankees captain, then said he'd intentionally grooved some pitches for Jeter to hit. Wainwright backed away from that statement even before the game was over, but he originally said Jeter deserved that sort of chance, the grooved pitch. Was he wrong?
Certainly among other players, he wasn't wrong. Dirk Hayhurst, who is a former Major League Baseball player, wrote a piece for us at Sports on Earth this week saying that it's commonly understood that when you have a player like this that you want to honor, you give him pitches to hit, and sometimes it doesn't even happen in an All-Star game. Fangraphs actually did a study. Jeter has, I think, the second most number of fastballs in the strike zone than any other hitter in baseball. So something's going on.
Derek Jeter made his big league debut back in 1995. During his career, we've seen a lot of baseball's shining stars dimmed, if not extinguished, by scandals. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens. I would go on, but we only have a certain amount of time. Does Jeter deserve perhaps a little extra cheering for staying out of trouble, at least as far as we know, both on and off the field?
You know, Derek Jeter has played not just in the public eye in sports, but at the dead solid center of the public eye. I made the argument one time that as great as Jeter has been on the field, his accomplishments of keeping his name out of scandal is arguably more impressive. I mean, this is a single man this entire time, for crying out loud. Alex Rodriguez coming to the Yankees in a lot of ways was the best thing that could have happened to Derek Jeter, because every time Alex Rodriguez did something stupid, and that happened fairly often, Derek Jeter would rise just that much more.
A couple of other athletes, perhaps subject to the syndrome that you've ascribed to Jeter, have been much in the news lately. LeBron James, who will play for Cleveland next season, and Lionel Messi, who did not bend the World Cup final to his will. Are we perhaps more inclined now than ever to demand mythical status of our greatest athletes?
Our whole culture now is kind of based on kind of tearing down myths and institutions. And the only thing that's really different about Jeter, usually when we start up our myths, they have to fall. We build up our myths. LeBron James is the incredible teenage basketball player who will never be able to be stopped. And now he's made it, but then hubris takes him down with the decision. But now he is back up again after winning his titles, and now he's come back to save Cleveland. This is the only thing that's really different about Jeter is he never had the fall. And one of the reasons he never had the fall, because his expectations were always at this mid-tier level. Jeter was never expected to hit 50 homers. He was never expected to win every MVP. What he was expected to do was to be classy and to be an example, and he has always been able to do that, and therefore we've forgiven or even ignored some of his shortcomings on the field.
Will Leach writes for Sports on Earth. Will, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Do we deify our most accomplished athletes? And if so, which have benefited from that tendency and which have not? Tell us what you think by going to facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. Only a Game NPR is also our Twitter handle.